This is why you're so debauched.
In fact, my mother.
Concrete cocks.
Hello, everyone. Continuing with non-horror best and worst of, another comedy, another side buster, or side cutter?
What do they call it?
Side splitter. Side splitter. Gut buster. That's what I meant. Strike it. Reverse it. Naked Gun. Let's talk about it. Darren, Naked Gun, another Abraham Zucker production.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie Nielsen,
yeah.
George Kennedy, the Terminator, is
yes.
in him as well. Another hilarious franchise.
Absolutely, yeah. Although, I will say, watching it today, directly after Airplane, I didn't laugh nearly as much. I think that a lot of the gags have worn thin at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I also think there are not as many... Well, they're nowhere near as many. I don't discover anything new about the Naked Gun when I watch it. Whereas with Airplane, I discover something new every time, pretty much.
They are two different comedies, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. I think that Airplane's more visual. I don't think there's nearly as many gags in The Naked Gun as there are in The Airplane. That's what I think. And I think some of them aren't as funny as what they are in Airplane. I just think because it was fresh and new, and eventually, you know, whatever the Zucker guys do, it is rehashing a lot of old stuff. It's stuff we've seen before done differently. The sequels were diminishing returns as well, weren't they? They just weren't as... They were more stupid and... weren't as funny as the first Naked Gun, or even the first Police Squad. And that's one of the issues with this as well, is that Police Squad is the home of all those Frank Drebin gags. And not many people saw Police Squad when it first came out, hence there's only one series of it. And this is kind of 7 years after Police Squad or something. You know, the gags are kind of worn a little bit thin by the time you see Naked Gun. But if you haven't seen Police Squad, then I guess... You know, there's still lots to discover.
So it's still hilarious. I actually think part two and a half is actually funnier.
The purple-headed warrior one?
Yeah. The purple-headed warrior one. And also my wife is a booked on Geraldo. Oh, you're going on Geraldo for this? No, my wife's a transsexual Satan worshiper. And that whole... it's the reactions. That's what this movie is all about. It's whatever someone does or whatever someone says. It's the reactions that is supposed to be the cue for the audience to laugh.
Yeah.
But Airplane doesn't do that.
Mm.
Airplane makes you laugh on your own.
Yeah.
Either you get it or you don't. Move on.
Mm.
But this, I do love Naked Gun.
Yeah.
And I do love Leslie Nielsen in this. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think what you were saying there really makes sense. I think there's so many gags in Airplane that you kind of laugh and then you move on and you've got a gag coming at you before you've even finished laughing at the last one. Whereas with this, there's a lot of kind of pauses in the film where you're waiting for reactions, where you're looking at people's expressions and responses to gags. And that's funny. But there aren't nearly as... I guess there's probably a quarter of the gags that there are in Airplane in The Naked Gun. However, it's still a fun... There's still more laughs in this than your average comedy film, for sure. There's tons of laughs in this.
So we're saying that if this was on TV, we would still watch it.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. And I have really fond memories of going to see it at the cinema and even watching the other ones as well. Even though they were kind of not as funny, I do like it. It's just a big screen adaptation of Police Squad. That's all it is. And I do think that Police Squad is in some instances, funnier than Naked Gun.
Yeah. You know what? And I think if it ever comes out, these movies, Airplane, the Naked Gun franchise, well, you're going to say Airplane and its sequel, which is actually called Airplane 2, the sequel, they would be in the box set of Zucker, Abrahamson, and Zucker, wouldn't they?
No.
They won't?
Well, no, because the Zucker and Abrahams guys had nothing to do with Airplane 2.
Oh.
Yeah, they didn't have nothing to do with it. They walked away. So Paramount made that. Was it Paramount or Universal?
Paramount.
Was it Paramount who made Airplane? No, it was Universal. Universal? Was it?
One of the big studios.
One of them. Whatever.
Who cares?
Yeah, there was the original crew were nothing to do with Airplane 2. So
at least they were smart by saying it's been done before. We can't go on.
Yeah. So, but they managed to get a lot of the original stars back. And yeah.
Well, everyone needs to eat.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay. We're going back to Airplane again, and we got to stop.
Yeah.
All right. Naked Gun from the Files of Police Squad. Who's your favorite character?
Drebin.
Of course.
You know, a guy who enjoyed success at the latter end of his career and milked it for every penny that he was worth. I'm good on him. Do you know what I mean? He was kind of... He wasn't really a leading man until the latter stages of his career. I think he was probably in his 50s when he did Airplane. He was in his 60s when he did this, because I think I read today that he was like he was like 19 years older than Priscilla Presley, who was in her early 40s or something. Hell of a nice guy as well, whenever you saw him being interviewed. Even in the interviews, he would live up to his reputation of this kind of this joker all the time.
The thing is that we know that we're being funny, but you can't let the audience know for one second that you're trying to be funny. Not for one second. Although I will do almost anything I can for a laugh.
His little fart machine. He would stay. You know, there's a lot. I think there was a lot of Drebin and Dr. What's his name? Rucksack? What do they call him in Airplane? They called him
Doctor
Rumack. That's it, Rumack. Dr. Rumack. There's a lot of similarities between those two characters that he played and Leslie Nielsen in real life. Whenever you saw him on chat shows or being interviewed in any sort of capacity. And so, good for you. I really admire what he did in the latter stages of his career. He didn't care. Spy Hard, Repossessed, what else did he do?
Magoo.
Didn't he turn up in one of the scary movies as well?
He was in a couple of them.
Yeah. So, you know, a real kind of fairy tale ending to a career.
And surely missed.
Yeah, and he's in Halloween.
That's right.
Yeah, he's in. And anybody doesn't believe me, you're wrong. He has an indirect cameo in Halloween.
Attention, captain of the crew, stand by to reverse polarity. Standard Class A security will be maintained upon landing.
So definitely Frank Drebin, a master of breaking the fourth wall, does it so many times in this film, really effectively, right from the get-go at the start of the film. And just comedic timing at its finest. It really is. I don't think anybody could do it like him, and that's why I worry that, is Liam Neeson really the right guy to play his son?
a guy who could play serious.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Just like Leslie Nielsen can, because remember, we don't see Frank Drebin, who's also my favorite character, laugh too hard, except for, you know, the Hermits montage of them going out, Platoon. We see Leslie Nielsen laugh the most in Creepshow.
Yes. Yeah.
Because he cracked. But with me, Frank Drebin, like I said, is the best character just because of he looks like he's probably a sweet guy.
And fit. I was going to say this. I was going to make this point. The scene where he gets naked with Priscilla, a 60-year-old bloke, he's ripped. Did you see him? It's like...
The second one, he's ripped too, because you remember they're... They showed his chest.
Oh, like the ghost.
Yeah.
Very good.
And he kept clay in his pants. Yeah, Frank Drebin for me as well. Okay, worst character.
I'm going to say the mayor.
Okay.
I, I think I would have liked to have seen a more familiar face in this role. I don't know who she is as an actress. I've never seen her before. Maybe you're familiar with her. Maybe she's she's a popular American actress. I don't know.
She's a stage actor.
Right.
Stage
okay. Actor. I think that the beauty of Zucker and Abrahams is that they get as I said in the airplane episode, they get familiar faces doing unfamiliar things, and I don't know who she was. So it was very difficult for me to laugh at this character doing some of this. And in subsequent, I think she doesn't, isn't she in the next film as well? I think.
No,
she is. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's different because it's in Washington.
Yeah. Yeah.
Takes place.
Yeah. So I just would have liked to have seen somebody more familiar. I don't know who, maybe a Joan Rivers or something like that.
Sonny Bono.
Or somebody really straight, you know, like, I don't know. Who would you say? Like a Meryl Streep or something like that?
How about a real mayor? Sonny Bono was actually the mayor of Palm Springs.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. Could you imagine him being the mayor?
But somebody you're familiar with, do you know what I mean? That you can, like, because whoever it is, Ricardo Montalban, George Kennedy, Leslie Nielsen, they've all got a history of being really serious actors. And so, like, when they do something, when there's a pratfall or they make a fool out of themselves, it makes it that bit funnier to see that person doing that. With this woman, I'm not sure. What was her name?
Just Mayor.
Was it just Mayor?
Your Honor.
That her name? Nancy Marchand. I'm just going to look to see what else she was in. She was in The Sopranos for 22 episodes. So yeah, that shows you I haven't seen that film.
Oh, she was Tony's mother.
Mom? Yeah.
She ran over her best friend with a car.
Oh, okay. but yeah, it's not somebody I'm familiar. I haven't seen The Sopranos, so I'm not familiar. But I would have liked a more popular actress to play that role.
Bless her. But she's dead.
Hmm.
Is she?
I don't know.
I just said
that
to make you feel bad. Okay. All
right. I don't know. I didn't kill her. What's it going to do with me?
Tony did. Tony Soprano. My worst character is because he only shows up in the first one, and I realize why he's there. He shows up in the third one, but not the second one. What about Pap Smear?
What, from the Foo Fighters?
You know who I'm talking about. The terrorist. Pap Smear.
Pap Smear? Is he at the start?
He's in the start. And he also goes to Ludwig's office to say, you know, he represents the terrorists.
Yes. Yeah.
That's why he's the worst, because no one remembers him.
Yeah.
Cream.
That's a great opening scene as well.
We'll get to that.
Okay. Go on.
Okay. Well, yeah, Pap Smear for me, because you know he's supposed to be the constant villain, but he didn't. I know I'm not supposed to do the best or worst of 2.5, but I have to do what I think. He just adds nothing to it. He could have gotten a phone call. You know, Ludwig could have gotten a phone call and said, "Yeah, my price is $20 million. Don't worry." Then that'd be it. Okay, your best line.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
It's something that people say all the time today. Beaver comes on TV. Nice beaver. Do you know what I mean? It's one of those. You see Naked Gun? Nice beaver. It's just one of those stupid gags like that that stayed with everyone. It is funny. Because it's so stupid when she pulls down that massive stuffed beaver and, thank you, I just had it stuffed.
Let me get that for you. There we are. And if you were a kid, you didn't get that.
Oh, I did. No, I was fucking 17 years old when I saw this. Yeah, of course I got it. I think.
Yeah. Well, it would have been it would be a while longer since I saw mine. First one, so
was it stuffed?
I think it was with some wood. I think it was gnawing on some wood.
Okay,
all right. There was a dam involved as well. Okay, how about this? Entering without a search warrant, destroying property, arson.
Sexual assault with a concrete dildo? What the hell were you doing there in the first place?
It's the Ed. Concrete dildo.
It's so stupid. We can come to that scene in a bit, but
worst line.
I don't know why, but when I first saw this film, I knew the gag was coming when he says this, and every time I watch it now, I just kind of like doesn't really. Well, I'm laughing saying it, but it's when he's in Ludwig's apartment and he opens the drawer and he goes,
"Bingo,
bingo." Pulls out a bingo card. Lame, but stupid. And, you know, even the lamest gag in this film, you're probably going to chuckle at. So,
there's a few in here, but, you know, I think you and I are picking ones that really grate on us and just really make us laugh a lot.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, oh, also one of my best lines is, Mrs. Norberg, I think we could save your husband's arm. Where would you like it sent?
Who
could have done this? You know, I don't know, gay lover?
Yeah. Yeah, he's putting his foot in it all the time in that scene, isn't he? Yeah.
Yep.
He's right, Wilma. But I wouldn't wait until the last minute to fill out those organ donor cards.
Oh, Frank. How about this line? I got 9 more.
Oh, with his fingers.
Yeah.
Is that your worst gag?
Yeah, it's my worst line.
Worst line, I got.
I got 9 more. She's like, oh. I would have said I would have gotten 10 more. That would have been the gag.
That would have been freaky, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I got 10 more. Okay, best long reaction to a line or an action.
Okay.
For you.
This is a rehashed gag from Police Squad.
Something on the side of your mouth, Al. No, the other side.
As you requested, Frank, we took some fiber samples from Nordberg's jacket.
He stares at it, right?
Yeah,
it
just... yeah.
For me, it's what about Frank shooting his own car?
Which bit is that? I'm trying to...
Because remember, he just arrived, and the airbags go off.
Oh, yes.
And he's like, did anyone see the driver? Did anyone get the license plate? And then he realizes it's his car. And he just looks off to the side. And I think it's one of his longest responses.
Yeah.
And he goes, get everyone for questioning. I got to go inside. And he's still watching the thing doing destruction. And he goes back in.
There's a few more as well. There's that moment when he's discovering all that out of date food in his fridge, and it's when she leaves and he says, "Are you sure you won't have something to eat?
Are you sure you won't have something to eat?"
Or in the beginning, you know, when he gets off the airplane, you have Ted. Is it Ted? What's George Kennedy's character's name?
Ed Hawken.
Yeah, yeah, Ed. There's Ed and Ted. Ted is the scientist.
Yes.
Works in the crime lab. And there's Ed. Ed, where he says, all I know is that he's an Olympic gymnast, and it's the best sex she's ever had. Like, how would he even know that? And he just looks at him. You know.
Yeah. Oh, he's talking about his wife. Yeah.
Yeah, his girlfriend. Girlfriend.
And the final one is when Drebin gets caught changing his trousers when he's trying to undress the umpire, and the umpire's lying on the gurney with his ass in the air and his trousers around the ankles, and the cleaner catches him, and Drebin just pauses like,
"Whoops, sorry, fellas."
Sorry, fellas. Okay, your worst reaction to a gag.
I don't have one, but you do, I think.
I do.
So, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What about when they thought Frank was dead? Ludwig, you know, hired his goon to go over there and try to kill him in the rendering plant. You know, they're all holding their nose, and he shows up at the dinner for the queen, the reception.
Yeah, yeah.
And they say, Dremon, Frank, you're both right. But she slaps him.
That only makes things easier, Princess. To think I trusted you. I made a big mistake.
And the whole crowd turns around and looks. And really quick, it just goes back to normal. I think that was kind of dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, something that probably didn't work as well as it should have done.
Or there was something at the end of that gag.
Yeah.
But yeah, once she slaps him and the whole audience turns around and looks, it just goes straight next to the next scene. There was no other reaction to follow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Your best gag.
The best gag, I think, is the opening of the film. And I just always remember, again, a really stupid moment. I always remember laughing at this from the first time that I saw it. And it's, we're going to bring up the juice. Because he's a major part of this franchise, you know. Forget about what's happened since, but he was genuinely funny in these films. And it's the opening scene when he bursts onto the boat, and all those guys are in there. They all shoot him, and he's peppered with bullets, and he falls backwards and bangs his head on the shelf behind. Ah! Regardless of the fact he's full of bullets, and I always thought that was really, really fun, a really stupid gag again that made me laugh. Do you know what I mean? Completely ignoring the fact that he's on death's door.
Wet paint
as well. Yeah
cake, and then a bear trap at the end.
Yeah, it's just the simplicity and stupidity of it that just made me laugh all the time. So, yeah.
All right. My best gag is the bathroom. Mic'd up. And the mayor's like just looking off to the side. She can't believe what she's hearing during a massive press conference. And, of course, in the beginning he says, yeah, the police squad's here to help. Either though, having a queen may be silly to us, we're going to wind up being...
Yeah.
The idea of having a queen may be silly to us, we're going to be gracious hosts.
Yeah.
But then you think it's stopped. His urinating is stopped.
Mm.
Then all of a sudden there's a little trickle, and it goes back up again.
We also would like to...
Whoops.
Yeah.
And then at the end, after he stretches, you hear, brr. and the people are watching on TV, and the mayor's just like, oh, God. Fucking hilarious. I love that gag. Okay, worst gag.
Worst gag, unfortunately for me, and it's probably because I don't understand the sport, or I have limited knowledge of it. It's the whole baseball stuff, the baseball montage. Okay. You know, a lot of that stuff just goes over my head. I get what Drebin's intentions are, but the baseball lingo, the hand signals and rules and all that kind of stuff is just
lost.
We have
tigers in our baseball now. You know that, right?
What? Oh, yeah, there's a shot, isn't there, of somebody get run over by a car and decapitated. So that baseball montage is something that kind of takes me out of the film a little bit. And also the fact that Queen's there as well. Would she really go watch a fucking baseball game? Anyway, so I struggle with that whole sequence. I think after that, it's funny when they're trying to escape and, you know, you get that shot of Ricardo Montalban throwing Priscilla Presley around, walking up the stairs. And then eventually when he gets shot and falls over, and you get the marching band and the steamroller and the truck and all that kind of thing drive over him. Funny, very funny. But that whole montage thing with him, it just doesn't work.
My father went the same way.
Yeah.
I can see why. You know, somebody from across the pond. You know, and baseball is supposed to be like cricket, but it's not.
Yeah.
You know, if you guys want to get down to this, like the rules of it. I mean, cricket could go on for, what, days, weeks?
Yeah.
You know, when we only have 9 innings.
It can go on for a month.
Jesus, I don't have...
Depending on how many tests. If it's the Ashes, it goes on for 4 or 5 weeks, I think. Something like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Forget that. My worst gag is the beginning fight. The opening credits with all the terrorists are in the room and, you know, the Ayatollah, you know, has a mohawk that's different color. And, you know, he takes Gorbachev and rubs his head and says, I knew it. Like the birthmark wasn't supposed to be there. And if I ever kept you guys in America, you know, and it was just, who are you? And he falls out. I don't like the opening.
I don't know. It's fun. It's just, you know, like a room of kind of huge 80s dictators
who are all dead.
Arafat, Ayatollah Khomeini, who else is in there? Idi Amin's in there.
Forrest Whitaker is in there.
Forrest Whitaker, yeah. Gaddafi, he's in there as well.
Gaddafi. Daffy Duck.
I think it's fun. Do you know there's one person in here who I only just realized today, even though I've seen this so many times over the years? The scene where he gets in the car and it's a driving lesson. Test or whatever.
Stephanie and... yeah, he's a famous actor.
Yeah, that's Mr. Machen from The Fog.
Yes.
John Houseman in his last ever movie. He died before this came out.
Scrooge before.
He did Scrooge just before this, and then this was his last ever movie, and he died just shortly after filming this. And you can tell, I mean, like, because he's quite a big guy normally. You can tell in this that he doesn't look well at all, bless him. Yeah. His final ever appearance. Good old Mr. Machen. John Houseman. There's so many uncredited cameos. Particularly, you'll know more than I do, because when it comes to the sports commentators and things like that and Dr. Joyce Brothers or whoever she is at the end there. Do you know
she's a psychologist.
Okay. But there's so many cameos, right?
Yeah. Yep. Stephanie, extend your arm. Extend your middle finger. Very good. Again, a guy who's a serious actor.
Yeah.
A serious actor.
Yeah.
Okay, your best moment.
Okay, so for pure slapstick, consistent laughs, it's the scene where Drebin's searching Ludwig's apartment.
You got it. Yeah. Number one.
It's just hilarious. From setting fire at the paper while he's trying to read it, and then the vases all over the shelves, all those falling over, just everything. The artwork, going out on the ledge, falling off and holding on to the cock and then pulling himself up. Was it an R rating in the US?
No, it was a PG.
Really?
Yeah.
PG-13, was it?
Maybe a 13. It wasn't an R.
Yeah.
That's I got in.
And then him breaking into the apartment with the concrete cock in his hand.
Yeah. He squeezed her breast too, remember, on the ledge?
Great moment.
It is my best moment as well. And he breaks into her room and he's there all like out of breath going, and she's screaming in the background. And I actually thought she was actually quite cute as a young kid when I saw her. And the girl that was getting assaulted. In her bra.
Who is it?
I don't know. But I just thought she was cute.
It's an old woman.
But I thought she was cute. It was a pair of breasts.
Okay.
And, she's in some other Zucker Abraham's movie. She's in other ones.
Okay.
I thought that scene was just hilarious. I never seen a cemented cock. You know, before there was the stuff I wasn't supposed to see. Remember, I was seven. I was seven when this came out.
Okay.
You know, my mom just, you know, taking me to see this and just looking at me, and of course I didn't get it because, you know, I'm just laughing at him doing slapstick. not the whole thing about concrete dildo or anything like that. You know, I never got that. But now it's my favorite scene. It's hilarious.
This is why you're so debauched.
You thank my mother.
Concrete cocks.
Yeah, concrete cocks and old women. Combing their hair with the window open, right? Yeah. In their bra.
Oh, what a film. Good fun. All right. Good fun.
Yep, good fun. Naked Gun, ladies and gentlemen. Another classic. We hope, again, we did it justice. What are some of your favorite and worst moments in this movie? We want to hear some about it. And also An Airplane, which we did before this. And right now, we're going to go do our live for our members. And if you haven't, if you're not a member, think about joining.
Mm. Yeah. Links down below.
All right. As always, stick to the roads.
And the best of luck.
We'll see you then. Bye.
See you guys. Bye-bye.